You know what was on the jukebox in the front. Now Matt the Cat's gonna show you what was on the juke in the back.
Hey there, Hep Cats and Crazy Kittens, I'm Matt the Cat, your furry leader, loading up the Rockola Jukebox with more Ray Charles records on this week's Juke in the Back, 1940s and 50s Rhythm and Blues. This show is part 3 in my 4-part series on the genius of Ray Charles. This series covers Ray Charles's output from the very beginning, 1948, and we'll wrap up next week with his important Atlantic recordings from 1958. This week's show, Part 3, will feature Ray's output from the end of 1954 through the middle of 1957. Let's begin with Ray's most important recording, I've Got a Woman. Now, I don't want to put too much weight on this one record, but think about it. This song not only introduced Ray's new voice and new sound to the world, but it also quite possibly launched a brand new genre of music called soul. Now I know that's quite heavy and have made some pretty strong claims, but soul music is heavily based on a gospel feel and church-like gospel singing, but with secular lyrics. Instead of singing about Jesus, you're singing about that woman of yours. Maybe she done wrong. Maybe you're asking her for forgiveness. And that's exactly the ingredients of I've Got a Woman, a song Ray wrote with trumpeter Ranald Richard. Remember, throughout 1953 and 54, Ray was down in New Orleans finding his voice, soaking in all the music and culture he could. He was working with Guitar Slim's band, and he arranged the session that produced The Things That I Used to Do, which became a huge number one R&B record for Guitar Slim. All of this came together in mid-1954 when Ray formed his own band. You see, before he was playing around with mostly pickup musicians as he went around the country. Now he had his own band, and he had dreams of having a big band. That wouldn't come till later, but right now he's hooked up with some really tight jazz cats. He's got Joe Bridgewater and Clanky Whitley playing on trumpet. Donald Wilkerson is on tenor sax, while Dave Fathead Newman is playing barry sax. Wellesley Jackson's on guitar, while Jimmy Bell plays bass. And we've got Glenn Brooks on the tubs. By mid-1954, Ray had left New Orleans for Georgia, and as soon as Almon Ertegun and Jerry Wexler of Atlantic Records heard what Ray was putting down, they immediately wanted to get a session together. The only studio they could find was Georgia Tech radio station WGST. They booked some recording time on November 18th, 1954, and laid down 4 tracks. The first single to come out of this session, Come Back Baby, backed with I've Got a Woman, was issued in December of 54. I've Got a Woman entered the national charts in late January of 55, and by May 7th, it was number one across the country for 1 week. Musically, it's got a very New Orleans feel. Glenn Brooks's mid-tempo shuffle played completely on the snare drum gives it sort of a marching feel. It's based on the gospel tune, It Must Be Jesus. Ray took that, inserted secular lyrics, and soul music was born. Here's the great Ray Charles kicking off part 3 of my 4-part series on him, this week on The Juke in the Back, with I've Got a Woman.
Well, I got a woman way over town that's good to me. Oh, yeah. Say, I got a woman way over town. Just for me. Oh yeah. She says loving early in the morning. Just for me. tenderly. I got a woman way over town that's good to me. Never grumbles or fusses, always treats me right. Never running in the streets and leaving me alone. She knows a woman's place is right there now in her home. I got a woman way over town that's good to me. Oh, yeah. Say, I got a woman way over town. She's all right. I don't know. She's all right. She's all right. She's all right. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, come back, baby. Oh, mama, please don't go. Yeah. Cause the way I love you. You know, baby, child, you've been gone too long. Oh, come back, baby. Yeah, yeah. Let's talk it over one more time. People, I call my baby back. Oh, come back, baby. Woo, yeah. Let's talk it over one more time. Now one of these days, baby, and it won't be long, yeah. You gonna look for me, child, you know, and I'll be gone. So come back, baby.
Ray Charles, who had struggled to have hits during the first 5 years of recording, was now virtually unstoppable. I've Got a Woman hit number one in early May of 1955, and its flip side, which you just heard, Comeback Baby rose to number 4. Ray's next single, A Fool for You, backed with This Little Girl of Mine, also would see both sides charting, with A Fool for You hitting number 1. That session was also held at a radio station, this time in Miami, at WMAQ, recorded on April 23, 1955. His band remains the same, except for the addition of Roosevelt Whiskey Sheffield on bass and William Peoples on drums. The single was issued in June, and by July 2nd, it had entered the national charts. A month later, on August 6th, A Fool for You became Ray Charles' second number one single. Its B-side, This Little Girl of Mine, just eked into the top 10, stopping at number 9. Let's hear both sides now. Here's Ray Charles with A Fool for You on The Juke in the Back, the soul that came before rock and roll.
I know you told me such a long time ago that you didn't want me, you didn't love me no more. I wanna know, oh, what makes me be. Do you believe me, child, I'm a fool for you? Oh, just about to break a day. Reach over and feel a pillow, where your baby used to lay. Then you put on your crown, like you never cried before. Oh Lord, yeah, you leave it crying so loud. You'll give the blues to your neighbor next door. Ever since you were 5 years old, baby, I've been a fool for you, little girl. Way down in my soul, I'm a little fool for you. So I know it's something. Oh, Lord, yeah, I'm a fool for you. Oh, Lord. Oh, well, oh, yeah. Oh, well, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Do you know that this little girl of mine, I want you people to know, this little girl of mine, I take her everywhere we go. One day I looked at my suit was new. I looked at my shoes and they were too. And that's why I love the little girl of mine. Do you know that this little girl of mine makes me happy when I'm sad? This little girl of mine loves me even when I'm bad. She knows how to love me right down to a T. If she does any wrong, you know she keeps it from me. And that's why I love the little girl of mine. Do you know that this little girl of mine called me last night about 8? This little girl of mine told me that we had a date. She said that she'd meet me at 8:45. Believe it or not, but she was right on time. And that's why love the little girl of mine. Do you know that this little girl of mine knows how to dress so neat? This little girl of mine stops the traffic on the street. When the fellas start whistling, well, I don't mind. I can't blame them because she is fine. That's why love the little girl of mine. And that's why
Ray Charles with This Little Girl of Mine, a number 9 charting record from the summer of 1955. That was the flip side of A Fool for You, which hit number 1 in August. This Little Girl of Mine would come back as a pop record in 1958 when covered by the Everly Brothers. Ray's next Atlantic single was issued in October of 55, and it was drawn from that session going way back to the 18th of November of 54. That's the one that was held at the Georgia Tech radio station, WGST. Let's hear one of Ray's most interesting blues compositions. It's called Blackjack, and it hit number 8 nationally during November of 55. I'm Matt the Cat, and this is part 3 of 4 parts on the great Ray Charles.
Now let me tell you people about this blackjack game. Caused me nothing but trouble, and I've only myself to blame. Yeah. How unlucky can one man be? Well, every quarter I get. Come around me because I've been so blind. I can't even borrow a nickel. Now I've almost lost my mind. Yeah. How unlucky can one man be? Well, every quarter I sat there with 2 tins. I thought I'd have some fun. The dealer hit 16 with a 5, just enough to make 21. Yeah. How unlucky can one man be? Well, blackjack takes it away from me.
Support for this week's Juke in the Back provided by Janice Stenhouse, Robert Stallworth, Thomas Huber, Ken Farger, Alan Bradley, and The Stepping Stone Inn in Salem, Massachusetts. Thank you for your support. More information at jukeintheback.org.
These are the real roots of rock and roll. You couldn't hear them on the jukebox in the front. But Matt the Cat's playing them on the Juke in the Bag.
As I was walking down the street last night, a pretty little girl came into sight.
I bowed and smiled and asked her name. She said, "Hold it, bud, I don't play that game." I reached in my pocket and to her big surprise, that was Lincoln staring her dead in the eye.
On a greenback dollar bill, just a little piece of paper coated with chlorophyll.
She looked at me with that familiar desire, eyes lit up like they were on fire. She said, "My name's Flo and you're on the right track. But look here, Daddy, I wear furs on my back. So if you want to have fun in this man's land, let Lincoln and Jackson start shaking hands."
On a greenback dollar bill, just a little piece of paper coated with chlorophyll.
I didn't know what I was getting into, but I'd pop Lincoln and Jackson too. I didn't mind seeing them fade out of sight. I just knew I'd have some fun last night. Whenever you're in town and looking for a thrill, if Lincoln can't get it, Jackson sure will.
On a greenback dollar bill, just a little piece of paper coated with chlorophyll.
We went to a nice spot where the lights were low, dined and danced, and I was ready to go. I got out of my seat and when Flo arose, she said, "Hold it, Daddy, while I powder my nose." I sat back down with a smiling face while she went down to the powder place.
With my greenback dollar bill, just a little piece of paper coated with chlorophyll.
The music stopped and the lights came on. I looked around and saw I was all alone. I didn't know how long Flo had been gone, but a nose powder sure didn't take that long. I left the place with tears in my eyes as I waved Lincoln and Jackson last goodbye.
On a greenback dollar bill, just a little piece of paper coated with chlorophyll.
Ray Charles with "Greenbacks," a real stomper, written by trumpeter Ranald Richard and issued by Atlantic on single in October of 1955. "Greenbacks" hit number 5, while its flip side, "Blackjack," rose to number 8. Ray's next single, "Mary Ann," backed with "Drown in My Own Tears," represents a slight change in sound for Ray. For one thing, it was recorded at a professional studio, whereas his last couple sessions were just sort of impromptu sessions held at local radio stations. That professional studio was Capitol Studios in New York City. Plus, there's a couple of personnel changes. For one thing, Ray's recording for the first time with The Cookies, who would later be renamed The Raylettes. The Cookies were Margie Hendrix, Dorothy Jones, and Darlene McRae. Also, these records feature Panama Francis on drums and Cecil Payne playing Barry sax instead of Fathead Newman. We also have Jackie Willis on trumpet. "Mary Ann" was issued as a single in January of 56. The single would chart nationally at the very end of February, with its flip side, "Drown in My Own Tears," rising to number 1. I'm Matt the Cat, and we're looking at Ray Charles' career from 1948 to 1958. This is part 3, 1954 through 57. Let's take a stop at the beginning of 56. Here's brother Ray Charles with "Mary Ann."
Thank you.
love you all the time. Well, now, oh, Mary Ann, I say, baby, don't you know? Well, now, oh, oh, well, now, baby, don't you know? Don't you know, baby, that I love you so? Well, now, about it.
Whoa!
Drown in My Own Tears, Ray Charles's third number one record within a one-year period. It hit number one on March 24, 1956, and remained there for 2 weeks. The song was written by Henry Glover, the A&R man at King Records in Cincinnati. He first gave it to Lula Reed, who cut it for King in 1951, and became a minor rhythm and blues hit. I think Ray Charles's version of Drown in My Own Tears really is the epitome of his sound. This is enhanced by the use of the Cookies, who would soon be named the Raylettes. Now it's pretty much commonplace to find a group of churchy backup singers, but back in 1955 when this song was cut, it was a relatively new thing and helped define Ray's sound. Speaking of churchy, Ray's next single was Hallelujah, I Love Her So, which was also drawn from that same November 30th, 1955 session held at Capitol Recording Studios in New York. Hallelujah was issued in May of 1956 and rose to number 5 on the national R&B lists. Ray wrote the gospel-tinged Hallelujah, I Love Her So, as well as its flip side, What Would I Do Without You? Let's hear them now, back to back. It's Ray Charles from May of 1956.
Coffee in my favorite cup. That's why I know, yes, I know. Hallelujah, I just love her so. When I'm in trouble and I have no friend, I know she'll go with me until the end. Everybody asks me how I know. I smile at them and say she told me so. That's why I know, oh, I know. Hallelujah, I just love her so. Now if I call her on the telephone and tell her that I'm all alone, by the time I count from 1 to 4, I hear her on my door. In the evening when the sun goes down, when there is nobody else around, she kisses me and she holds me tight and tells me, Daddy, everything's all right. So I know, yes, I know. Hallelujah, I just love her so. Now if I call her on the telephone and tell her that I'm all alone, by the time I count from 1 to 4, I hear her on my door. In the evening when the sun goes down, when there is nobody else around, she kisses me and she holds me tight and tells me that everything's all right. That's why I know, yes, I know. Hallelujah, I just love her so. Oh, hallelujah. Don't you know? What would I do? I am. What would I do? Oh, Lord, without you to see me through. Oh, 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 oh,
oh. Ooh, I've always dug that number, but you know it didn't chart. That's What Would I Do Without You? The flip side of Hallelujah, I Love Her So, issued in May of 56. Well, it was also in May, May 16th to be exact, of 56, that Ray had his next recording session held at Capitol Recording Studios in New York. This time, Dave Fathead Newman is back, playing alto and tenor sax, and we find Emmett Dennis on Barry sax. The rest of the personnel remains the same as the previous session. It was at this May 16th session that Ray cut one of his most definitive records, Lonely Avenue. It was written by songsmith Doc Pomus and really features the Cookies in a major role. I love how there's sort of a pull and tug with Ray on this record. Lonely Avenue is one of my personal favorites. It went to number 6 on the national charts after its release in August of 56. Here's Ray Charles with the immortal Lonely Avenue.
Now my room has got 2 windows, but the sun shall never come through. You know it's always dark and dreary since I broke off, baby, with you. I live on a lonely avenue. My little girl wouldn't say I do. But I feel so sad and blue, and it's all because of you. I live on
Lonely Avenue.
Oh,
Lonely,
yes, sir. Now you know my covers, they feel like lead, and my pillow, it feels like stone. Well, I toss and turn so every night, I'm not used to being alone. I live on a Lonely Avenue. My little girl wouldn't say I do. Since you left this town, you know if I could beg or borrow the money, child, I would be a highway bound. I live on a lonely avenue. My little girl wouldn't say I do, but I feel so sad and blue. You know it's all because of you.
Now it's time for the Great 78, where we take a thick piece of shellac and harken back to a time when 78 RPM records were king. This week we're featuring Ray Charles's mid-1950s recordings. Here's one from a session held on the 16th of May, 1956. It was issued in August as the B-side to Lonely Avenue. It's a great gospel-tinged number called Leave My Woman Alone, and it's got a great call and response between Ray and the Raylettes. Here's this week's Great 78, Ray Charles and Leave My Woman Alone.
If you don't want, you don't have to.
Get in trouble.
If you don't want, you don't have to.
If you don't
want, you don't have to.
Get in trouble.
Say
you better leave my woman alone.
Well, I know you are a playboy, and you've got women all over town. But listen, buddy, if you ever sweet talk my little girl, I'm gonna lay your body down.
If you don't want, you don't have to.
Get in trouble.
You know you don't want. Your money, and you've got a new 56-2. But if I ever see my little girl in your new car, I'm gonna do some work on you. If you don't want, you don't have to.
You know you don't want. Oh yeah. If you don't want, you don't have to.
So I don't wanna start a fight. So if you'll take heed and stay away from my little girl, then everything will be alright. If you don't want, you don't have to.
Get in trouble.
No, you don't want,
you don't have to.
Yeah.
Get in trouble.
If you don't want, you don't have to.
Listening to The Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat.
Now when my heart I'm in this world all alone. I ain't got nobody to come on. Well, I wanna know. Said I wanna know.
I wanna know.
Will you hear my plea? Now when I'm down. Now you've heard my song, and my song is through. So remember, baby, I'm depending on you. Cause I wanna know.
I wanna know.
Yeah, I wanna know. Will you hear my plea? Now when I'm down.
Ray Charles with I Wanna Know, featuring that familiar rollicking back and forth that he also did on Lonely Avenue. Atlantic issued that song in January of 1957. It failed to chart, but its flip side, Ain't That Love, did chart, reaching number 9. I Want to Know came from that May 16, 1956 session, whereas Ain't That Love came from a session held at Capitol Studios in New York on the 27th of November, 1956. Let's dig on it now, and pay extra attention to that tambourine you hear at the beginning of the song. It was played by none other than producer Jerry Wexler. I'm Matt the Cat, and this is part three of my four-part feature on the early career of Ray Charles.
Now, baby, when you sigh, I wanna sigh with you. When you cry, I wanna cry some too. Now, ain't that love?
Sit down and cry.
It's
you know there's no one to dry my weeping eyes.
It's
baby, I'm so in love with you now. And yet you broke my heart in two. Although you've gone away, there's nothing I can say, but it's all right. Baby, how could you be so mean? You know sometimes I feel like I wanna scream. Every time I hear someone call your name, you know it almost drives me insane. You took my love and gone. And you know that was wrong, but it's all right. I want you to keep on singing, children.
It's all right.
You know someday you'll need these arms of mine.
It's all right.
I said it may take a long, long time.
It's all right.
And when things ain't what they used to be, you can bring your fine self home to me. to prove my love is true, I'll hug and kiss you too, and I'll say it's all right.
It's all right.
Oh, baby, it's all right. Brother Ray Charles, recorded on the 27th of November, 1956, at Capitol Studios in New York City. Man, that is half of one of my favorite Ray Charles singles. It's All Right, backed with Get on the Right Track, Baby, which was issued in June of 57. Both sides of that single failed to chart, which I believe is blasphemy. But what are you going to do? People didn't buy it at the time. I think it's Ray at his finest. It's gut-wrenching, crawl-across-the-floor music. Oh, mercy! I'm Matt the Cat, and I hope you dug part three of my four-part series on Ray Charles. We covered the very end of 1954 to the very middle of 1957. We'll pick it up next week in part four, the final part, and we'll deal with 1957 and 58. You know, during this time, Ray is touring heavily, and we're going to pay extra attention to that on next week's show as we feature some live material. Oh, get ready for that, baby. If you've been digging the shows, please let me know. Drop me an email. Send it to mattthecat@mattthecat.com. Remember, until next week, soul, it's not a black thing, it's not a white thing, it's a feeling. You'll get that feeling each week by digging into the juke in the back, 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues. Let's close the show with the second half of that great single from June of 57. We just heard It's All Right. Now let's flip it over and play Get on the Right Track. Have a great week, everybody. Stay on that track, and I'll catch you on the flip side next time.
Get on the right track, baby. Get on the right track, baby. Get on the right track, baby. Yeah, come on home and treat me wrong again. Get on the right track, baby. Get on the right track, baby. Get on the right track, baby. Yeah, come on home and treat me wrong again. Yeah, I've been so blue and lonely, I've cried both night and day. But I'm begging you just one more time to come back if you don't stay. Get on the right track, baby. Get on the right track, baby. Get on the right track, baby. Yeah, come on home and treat me wrong again. Yeah, I know you know I love you, and yet you broke my heart in two. But it's because I love you that I don't care what you do. Get on the right track, baby. You better come on now. Get on the right track, baby. Yeah, come on home and treat me wrong again. Come back home and give my poor heart ease. Get on the right track, baby. Get on the right track, baby. Get on the right track, baby. Yeah. Come on home and treat me wrong one more again. That's what I say now.
Well, we've run out of whiskey, and the women have all gone home. Thanks for dropping by. Feel free to let Matt the Cat know if you dug the show. Email him at mattthecat@mattthecat.com. Juke in the Back is recorded at Rosie's Juke Joint, located at the Stepping Stone Inn in Salem, Massachusetts. For more information, please visit jukeintheback.org. I'm Miss Rosie. See you next time on the Juke in the Back.